礼节美语。
公司高级主管 Peter、Jason 和 Helen 开会讨论员工保健项目，大家都赞成把地下室改成健身中心，为员工健身提供方便。可是问题在于，怎么样才能要求员工去健身呢？
The gym is a good step, but Peter is asking how to mandate fitness.
I'd say there's really only one way to mandate anything.We'll have to set reasonable goals for people and then penalize them financially if they don't make it.
I'm afraid Jason is 100% correct. I think the only way to really see changes is to hit people where it hurts, in their wallets.
如何才能要求员工去健身?
How to mandate fitness. Mandate. M-A-N-D-A-T-E.
有命令的意思。Jason 建议唯一强迫员工去健身的办法就是预设合理目标，如果不能达标
If they don't make it,
就采取罚款的方式。 Peter 认为
Jason is 100% correct.
Jason 100%正确，要看见成果就一定要
Hit people where it hurts,
击中要害。对员工来说，他们的要害就是
Their wallets,
他们的钱包。
Okay, how about this for a plan? If you are a smoker or seriously overweight, you have two options. One, quit smoking and or lose weight and you keep your corporately funded health plan. Or two, ignore our health warnings and you have to pay the 25% difference out of your pocket.
Helen 建议可以给吸烟或肥胖的员工两种选择，一种是
Quit smoking and or lose weight.
戒烟减肥，这样就可以继续享受公司出钱购买的医疗保健计划。第二种就是
Ignore our health warnings.
不顾健康方面的警告，也就是说不戒烟不减肥，那你的医疗保健费用就要有四分之一得自己掏腰包。
Out of your pocket.
You know, that sounds reasonable.
I'm inclined to agree. We're not being unreasonable, and we are trying to do our part.
But people will have to meet us halfway.
Thank you, Helen and Jason. I appreciate your ideas.
开会的三位主管都觉得这种办法合情合理。作为公司，应该给员工提供一些健身保健方面的便利条件。但是与此同时
People will have to meet us halfway.Meet somebody halfway.
意思是做出必要的妥协和让步，在这里是指员工也应该积极响应公司提出的健身号召。